Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the Imani Talks podcast, my little solo segment here, y'all. I had to just kind of step back and do a little 10-minute blurt because there was something that, you know, when I do my little solo segment, y'all know I got something to say, okay? So let's get right into it because I was... Oh, Lord. So did you guys see that little clip of, I don't know what was going on, but it was like Sukihana and a couple guys. I don't know if they were on a panel, what was going on, but, you know, there's an artist, YK Osiris, that took it upon himself to really like force Suki into a kiss that it was like this big open mouth like production too. And it was very clear that she was uncomfortable. It was very clear that she was just like, nah, and there, okay, so there are just so many points I need to make about this, okay? Let's talk about him first. Let's talk about him first. And the main point that I want to make about YK Osiris is never trust the quote-unquote good guy. Because we see him trying to have this brand of, oh, I'm a good guy. First of all, if a guy ever has to proclaim that he's a good guy, then he most likely is not. Because you don't need to tell people something that you're already showing. So if you need to tell me, oh, I'm a good guy, 9 times out of 10, you're not. And these good guys, I'm seeing more and more of them getting the reputation of them just being really wolves in sheep's clothing. Like, that's really what it's coming out to be. You telling me, oh, I'm not like the other guys and you can trust me, I'm a good guy. No, fuck you. Because we've seen so many examples of men like YK Osiris, the quote unquote good guy, being a straight up fucking predator, because what he did with Suki was predator behavior. Never in a private setting, a public setting, I don't care what you thought the outcome was going to be, what your intention was. If you have to hold a woman's head to make her kiss you, you're a fucking predator. And there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Like, I don't care what nobody got to say. And the whole thing is, I really do feel like his intentions were to be kind of cute, be kind of cheeky, be like, oh, like, you know. But when you clearly see that someone is uncomfortable with you putting their hands or your hands on them, at that moment, go ahead and take the embarrassment and back away, because you being embarrassed is a hell of a lot better than a woman feeling like you were sexually assaulting her. And that maybe is how Sukihana feels. So that's the first point right there, right? Is like, we should not be trusting these males who feel like they have to tell us that they are the good guy and then show us that they are the opposite. That's first of all. Second of all, I feel like there's so many points that we can make about Sukihana's position. Because if you know who she is, she's a very sexually empowered. She's someone that will talk about sex. She does sex work, her music, all that. Like, that is her image, and that's what we love her for. It's almost like an endearing kind of charm with her that we know, first of all, that she's going to say whatever she wants to say. And second of all, she's going to act however she wants to act. And she doesn't care about how you, your mama, how me, my mama, how we feel about it. She's going to be herself. And that's what we love about her, right? But even women who are confident in themselves, who are sexually empowered, are also people who can have duality in their personalities. She can be someone that we know will do and say what she wants to do and say, but at the same time, she can have this moment or this space about her that she may be more shy, reserved in certain spaces. You know, like, just because we know her for being overly, or what people might consider being overly sexually empowered, whatever, she still has the reservation to be like, not right now. That's not what I'm portraying right now. That's not what I'm doing right now. And people need to respect it. And the thing is, when men particularly see women that either work in sex work or they see them have this image of being sexually empowered, they take that as a liberty to be like, well, because she's always talking about sex, she can't say no. Or if I go in and kiss her, she can't refuse. Or, you know, like, they have that perception about women who are sexually liberated, because they're just like, well, how people say a hoe can't say no. One thing that I don't listen, I'm about to talk about Amber Rose. One thing that I've always appreciated about Amber Rose's platform is that one thing about her that she says so many times that people really need to sink into their skulls and let resonate is that a woman could be in bed with you, naked, damn near about to have sex with you, And before it actually happens, she can say no and you have to stop what you are doing and get your ass about that bed. You could be on the brink of sex. And if someone's like, nah, I changed my mind, let that person change their mind. Because the moment that you feel like you have to coerce somebody, you have to force somebody's hand, is the moment that you become a fucking predator. And men are so easily, I don't know, it's like they just have this idea of once you see a woman be sexual in any way, that she has to be sexual with every other male that she comes in contact with. So YK Osiris is just like, well, Sukihana, the Suki with the good coochie, she could kiss me on stage. Who the fuck are you? We have to let go of this perception that just because a woman is sexually liberated, that she has to be, have that character on at all times. We all have dualities in our personalities. When I'm this way at work, I'm not that way at home. When I'm this way with my family, I'm not this way with my friends. You see what I'm saying? So just because Suki portrays that character, you don't really know how she is as a person. You don't know how she is with her kids, with her man, with her family when she's at home. So don't try to force her hand because you feel like she's a certain way. So that's the point I want to make about Suki. And then another point that I want to make also is that I feel so bad that I feel like we as a public forced Suki's hand to make some kind of statement about this, because she initially never said anything about it. And everyone was getting on YK Osiris's case, you know, and it kind of forced Suki to say something. And we don't know how she was feeling in that moment. And I feel like we automatically made her a victim, even though she was the victim in that situation. We made her a victim in like a negative way and with the negative connotation that not only did this happen to her, but we got to speak on it and she needs to feel it. Like, we should have let that woman just kind of process whatever was going on for her and speak when she needed to speak. Because her feeling like, oh, well, I got to say something because the internet's making me out to be some, you know, a type of victim. I feel like we were pressuring her to be the victim and play the victim part. And I feel like it just made her feel worse about the situation than maybe initially, right? And I don't know, that whole scene was just so hard to watch. It just reinforced the idea that, first of all, women as a whole, our personal space is not respected. Because I'm not even a celebrity like Suki, but if I walk around in some booty shorts, a man is gonna think that he can put his hands on me just because he sees a little cleavage or he sees a little butt cheek or something. I'm a whole person. And you feel like because you see a little something that that's an invitation. It's so cringy. I just feel like that scene just set us back so much. And then even on top of that, she was just on Candy Coated Nights podcast and a guy was showing her a picture of his dick or whatever. I just feel bad that women like Suki are treated like that. It's just, I mean, YK Osiris, I feel like his apology was not enough. I don't fucking know. He's done so much weird shit on the internet. Like, he's just a general weirdo, and this situation did not help. I feel like when you're an artist and you make music, get in the fucking booth, get in the fucking studio and make music. Like, I don't want to hear about you shooting your shot at Regine. I don't want to hear about you crying on the fucking internet, acting suicidal. Like, I don't want to hear about you forcing Sukihana to kiss you. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I really hope that she is taking some time away from the internet, taking some time away from this whole situation to really heal, really just take some time for herself. Not only did he assault her, but he also humiliated her. And here's another point that I want to make too, because it wasn't like it was just him and her on that stage by themselves. There was two other grown men on both sides of her that could have stopped that situation once they saw that she was uncomfortable. But all of a sudden, oh, that don't got shit to do with me. So not only do I feel like women in general don't have space for our bodies to be our own, but particularly it's like no one wants to protect Black women physically. All of a sudden, when it's a Black woman being assaulted, it's, oh, don't got shit to do with me. Oh, I'm looking the other way. Niggas always want to look the other way when it's somebody else. Like, come on now. Like, where's the sense of community? Where's the sense of protect our women? And then you wonder why women are so masculine and you want to say all this shit about Black women. Well, look what we have to go through by ourselves and how we have to protect ourselves by our fucking selves, because no one else is going to do it. And this was a great example of that. three grown men on stage, one sexually assaulting her and the other two fucking ignoring it. Like, where do you go from there as a woman? Like, you're now assaulted, you're humiliated, you don't feel protected. If she went into hiding like Megan Thee Stallion did after the trial, like, we would not be able to blame her. Like, she really needs to take some time off for her mental capacity, like, for her mental space, and just kind of, like, get it together. And I really feel bad for her. I almost feel bad for YK Osiris, too, because, man, like, his shit's going down the tubes. I mean, does that nigga even have money anymore? I'm just saying, like, we don't hear nothing from that man unless he's doing something weird like this. Like, get your ass in the... make some more fucking music. At this point, I don't think nobody can listen to it anyway. I mean, when you shoot yourself in the foot like this so many fucking times, people just kind of forget about... I can't even name a YK Osiris song. Can y'all? I can't. Name one song right now. I'll cash app you. That's all I got to say, though. I mean, give that woman some space, and YK Osiris, get the fuck out of here. Like, seriously, y'all need to do better. Men in particular, do better. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.